Look, look, Cecil. See over in the corner?
What? Hey, Sally, now you're going to get in trouble. What did you go and swipe Mrs. Mason's Polly Parrot for?
I didn't swipe it. I just borrowed it. Wait till I close the door to the garage.
Hey, does the widow know that you've got her Polly over here in your uncle's garage?
Of course not. Do you think she let me have it?
Well, how did you get it? Hello, you silly-looking bird.
Here, Cecil, let's sit down on this box. We're going to make this Polly Parrot talk.
How are we going to do it?
I don't know. Shall we ask him questions?
Let me make it talk. Hey, Polly. Hey, look here. Here. No, don't hang by your toes. I'm talking to you.
Don't talk so loud to it, Cecil. You might scare it.
Polly, look here. Here.
Watch out, Cecil. Don't put your finger in there. She might bite you.
Listen, I know how to train animals. It won't bite me. Ha, I'll show you. Polly, here. Here. Hey, ouch, let go of my finger.
Cecil, let go of that Polly Parrot's mouth. Now, don't pull its head.
I'm not pulling its head. It's got a hold of my finger. Ouch. Make him let it go, Sally.
Here, Polly. Nice, Polly. Don't bite Polly. Oh. Now, Sleuth. Poor Polly. Did the nasty old boy try to hurt you?
Look at my finger. Oh, it looks like it was hit with a hammer. Look at the red marks. Oh, fool Polly Parrot.
Now, Cecil, don't go calling it names. You have to be gentle if we're going to get anything.
What do you think I was doing? I'll bet Mrs. Mason trains it to bite fingers.
Now, I'll show you how to make it talk. Just watch me. Polly, won't you tell us something that Mrs. Mason has said? Something she doesn't want us to know?
Look at it. Cock its head sideways and sway back and forth.
Sweet Polly. Pretty Polly. Beautiful Polly. Lovely Polly. Nice Polly.
Silly Polly. Dumb Polly. Fall on your head and talk.
Now, Cecil, it doesn't like you. Let me talk to it.
Go ahead. I don't like it either.
Come here, you nice green Polly. I want to talk to you. Here, Napoleon.
I'll bet you better not stick your finger in there. I'll bet you better get it out.
Here, Polly, come here. Tell me, Polly, is Mrs. Mason trying to marry my uncle?
That crazy bird has its eye on your finger, Sally. I'm warning you.
Oh, you sweet Polly. Does everybody scare oo? Sally won't hurt you.
There, what did I tell you? I knew she'd bite you. Well, what did you jump so far?
All right. All right, if that's the kind of a parrot you are, all right.
Doesn't want anybody to be nice to it. It's an old hen like Mrs. Mason.
So it turns and bites the hen that's pointing the way. All right.
Let's pull some of its feathers out. Ha, maybe it'll talk then.
No, I should say we won't. That's cruel, and besides, Mrs. Mason will notice if its feathers are pulled out.
Look here, you old bird. Old Lady Mason, what was her other husband's name? The one that disappeared. Disappeared. Went away. Didn't come back. What's his name?
Cecil, I think he's going to talk. He has a funny look in his eyes. Listen.
Well, that didn't do so good. I wonder if the parrot stays where it can hear Mrs. Mason talk on the telephone.
Oh, yes, Cecil, I'm sure it does. I'll bet it's heard every one of her telephone conversations.
Well, it ought to remember some of them and repeat at least one.
Well, suggest something to it, Cecil. Maybe it will start.
Polly. Hello, Polly. Polly. Hello, operator. This is old Lady Mason talking. What'd you say? Oh, you love me and you want to marry me?
What are you talking about, Cecil?
Oh, Sally, I want the Polly to listen to me and give an answer. Think I'm Mrs. Mason.
Oh, you want to find out if Mrs. Mason has other sweethearts?
Sure. Well, yes, this is Bunny Mason talking. Oh, you're my former husband and you're still alive. What? What's your name? What's your name? What's his name, Polly? Come on. What's his name?
Cecil, Mrs. Mason wouldn't say that over the phone. She'd know her husband's name.
Please don't break the spell. Can't you see the parrot's beginning to think? Look at it.
Oh, Cecil, don't yell at it. You'll make it jump.
Well, I'll make it jump. Polly, money, money, money. What did old Lady Mason say?
Cecil, I don't think you should say old Lady Mason to the Polly.
Oh, rats. I know what I'm doing. You silly bird, I'm talking to you.
Now, Cecil, don't you talk to me like that. I'm not a bird.
I was talking to the Polly Parrot.
It's not paying any attention to you. Look, it's biting its foot.
I'll show it a thing or two. The trouble is, it thinks we're playing with it.
Well, I don't think it was playing when it bit me.
Here, give me the cage. I'll turn it upside down. I'll bet it'll pay some attention then.
Watch out, Cecil. It might fall on its head.
Listen, you silly old Napoleon. Pull your feathers out if you don't talk.
Cecil, please be careful. You might break the cage.
I'll break its neck. That's what I'll do. Now will you talk?
Look, Cecil, look. It shook its head at you.
Well, I know. I'll ask it things and see if it says yes.
What do you mean, Cecil?
Wait. Look here, Bird. Old Lady Mason is a gold digger, isn't she? Isn't she?
Cecil, I think that Polly is beginning to get nervous.
I'll make it nervous. I'll pull its silly neck, that's what I'll do.
Oh, no, Cecil, you can't do that. Mrs. Mason would notice that.
Polly, look here. You better look at me. How would you like to be boiled in oil?
Oh, I don't think it can talk. We better take it back.
Oh, all right. Golly, it makes me mad, though. I'll bet it could tell us plenty, too.
I've had it away from Mrs. Mason's house half an hour now. We better get it back before she comes in.
Oh, all right. I'll bet if I could pull some of its feathers out, it would say something all right.
It would only say, ouch. Here, take the cage, Cecil.
You think anybody will see me crossing the street with it?
Well, you better put the cage under your sweater, Cecil.
Oh, all right. I'll have to stretch it all to pieces, though. Here, help me.
Pull on the other side, Cecil. I hope it doesn't bite you in the stomach.
Well, it better not. Do I just hang it on Mrs. Mason's back porch?
Yes. I feel thwarted about not getting it to talk. Mrs. Mason says it talks to her all the time.
Oh, golly, look at me. I look like a balloon.
Cecil, if you bend over, it looks all right. You don't stick out in front.
Yeah, but then I'll have a humpback. Oh, all right, come on, let's go.
Oh, dear, everything goes wrong. Oh, well, we did our best. Leave the garage door open, Cecil.
Come on. Are you going to wait on this side of the street while I sneak across and leave it over at the Widow Mason's?
Yes. And don't let anybody see you, Cecil.
Oh, Sally, is that you?
Cecil, Uncle Thomas.
Sally, shall I run?
No, here he comes. Yes, Uncle Thomas.
Oh, I've been looking for you. Where have you been? I just looked for you in the house.
Oh, I've just been, right here at the side of the house.
Oh, is that you, Cecil? You look rather odd.
Yes, sir, I'm just kind of feeling that way.
What were you doing out here, Sally?
Why, I was looking for a pencil. I wanted to write a note.
You see, Mr. Smith, I lost a pencil out here between the garage and the front.
What was that?
What was what?
That noise.
Oh, that was a frog.
It was me, sir.
It was a frog in Cecil's throat.
Cecil, are you ill? You seem all humped over.
Oh, it's all right, Mr. Smith. It's just a little stomach ache. It's nothing. I have them all the time.
Well, what I really wanted was to get Sally to run to the corner for me.
I'll do it for you, Mr. Smith.
All right, Cecil. Get me a half dozen cigars, please. Now I'll go on back in the house and wait for you. The druggist knows my brand.